Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We're just in the middle of our Penguin report cards. How about the head coach? What do you give him?
C.
F.
Oh.
Yeah, F for me too.
F.
C?
C.
You didn't make the playoffs, A.
I know.
You got worse at everything you were bad at last
year.
Yeah,
but if you're asking me the problems on the, behind the bench are not just his people who he has in charge of certain things.
Again, there's three areas I think in the NHL you can really kind of judge coaches and coaching staffs. Your power play, assuming you have enough talent, which I don't think we have to argue that there's enough talent. Right. Now, if you're one of these teams that has nobody, that you don't have anybody that can score, you're a bad team, that's different. But if you have enough talent, the Penguins have more than enough talent to have a good power play, and your power play stinks, that's coaching.
Exponentially worse.
Listen, in this case, where you're dealing with these kinds of players, you don't put any emphasis. Do you think Mike Sullivan is telling them to do what they do on that? Overpass, never shoot.
His job is to get his point across.
Okay, right. His point should have been, Jeff Carter, you stand in front of the net, you'll play. We're paying you. We're not getting much out of you early on. You're playing on the, I would have made changes that
when
way.
When he first got here, we gave him all kinds of credit for getting through to the stars. So now we don't give him discredit because he can't get through to some of them?
Well, I'm just saying, those guys know what they're doing out there. They're high-end level players. They should know. They've had success on power plays in years before. I'd like to know the inner workings of
they
exactly
can't protect
what
a lead. They
well, that's coaching as well, though.
Yes, it
I
is.
I would say that yes. Because then you have, like, if you watched the Capitals get into the playoffs by shutting down Boston last week, they did it because they played a trap. They hated to do it, but they did it because they knew they couldn't go back and forth with Boston.
Right.
The Penguins won't do that or can't do that or both.
I don't see anything, you know, a D minus maybe for Sully, Paul. But you're not talking me into anything above that.
There's an F. Here's what I'm telling you. The power play. How about this? And again, I talked to at least five different people who are there every day covering that team. And all five of them have told me they never, ever practice 3-on-3.
How about that, Bob? You lowered your grade for 3-on-3?
Yeah, I
learning
will
that
lower.
Info?
They're overtime. So their overtime period.
They're
overtime. That's
they've crossed
bad, too.
Many, they've crossed too many games.
Right, because, again, they have enough players. They should be good in overtime. It's not like they don't have stars.
You do have to have a strategy in overtime. They've
got enough good players to be good in overtime. And then the third thing is this constant thing where they have a lead and they blow it for the same reasons every single time, and generally it's been, you know, they're trying to push for that next goal and they're pinching and they're doing all this crazy stuff, even though they can't play that way anymore.
Well, I disagree that they can't play that way anymore. And 5-on-5, they were really good this year, one of the better teams in the NHL.
What I mean is when they get a lead.
Well, their stupidity takes over.
Right.
Yes.
And to me, I'm sorry.
When you have a lead, you can't constantly push it to the levels where you're going to give up on their breaks.
Clearly, player malfunction, both mentally and physically, is a huge part of this issue. But so is the coaching.
Well,
they both are.
If
the head coach can't get through.
The only thing you can do is take ice time away from people. That's the hardest thing for some to do, but it's the easiest way out of getting into, you know, the only way you could, what are you going to do to guys like Malkin, Letang, any of them?
They had a bad year last year. They missed the playoffs. He was given Erik Karlsson. He had a healthy lineup for the most part. They had good goaltending for most of the season, and the team was worse. And they were worse at things they were already bad at last year. The coach has to bear a huge part of that responsibility. He gets an F, Bob.
Fine. First of all, the Karlsson situation, everyone was enamored by it. I understand why. And I said this at the time, I wasn't totally enamored with him, only because I've watched him enough to know how he plays. He's a Norris Trophy winner three times over, not because he's a good defenseman. It's because he scores a lot. Just why Quinn Hughes will win it this year, because he scores a lot. That's one of the biggest misnomers, that you're the top defenseman. You really are not.
Kyle Dubas.
It's the people who score goals and assists get the recognition.
Kyle Dubas, give me a grade.
I'll give him a D.
Wow, I mean, I give him a D as well. I mean,
D minus.
I think if you look at what he did, you know, people can say, well, I mean, he did go out and get Karlsson. Yeah, but it was a disaster.
Yeah, but if the best you can say is because he dumped contracts,
yes,
that's not a good enough answer.
And that's really the best thing you can say about Kyle Dubas. He dumped contracts.
I continuously hear from local Penguin media types about how handcuffed Kyle Dubas is. Poor handcuffed Kyle Dubas. What's he supposed to do?
That's because they all like him.
What's he supposed to do? This guy had a team that just missed the playoffs last year and was given, what, $40 million? They went out and got Erik Karlsson. They made the biggest move of the offseason.
Yeah, but if noticed,
so you're not handcuffed if you can make that move. Then he spent how many more tens of millions on free agents, including he signed Jari to a long-term deal, $5 million. He spent $7 million on his goalies. He spent $5 million more on Ryan Graves, just about. He brought in Lars Eller. He brought in other guys to fix his bottom six.
All of them.
How in the world are you handcuffed if you're
true.
Given all that money to go out and reform your roster? And guess what? The Penguins are worse. All his analytics guys told him that Erik Karlsson would fix the power
getting
play.
Back
the
to
power
Erik
play
Karlsson.
Got worse.
It did.
Yeah.
Getting back to Erik Karlsson, one of the things that made me think that that wasn't going to be the move that people thought was that no one else was really involved. If he's that good of a player, if he's that able to change a power play or whatever, why wouldn't more teams be involved with him? Why were the Penguins seemingly the only team willing to make him, you know, a trade offer to San Jose? I don't understand it. I mean, I thought more people would have been involved. They weren't. There's a reason for that.
Well, I mean, I think, again, I just feel like Kyle Dubas is a guy who, because he's young and uses all the analytics and, you know, he says, speaks all the right language and, you know what I mean, that people have convinced themselves that he's, like, extremely smart. But it's like
Toronto didn't think really, so. Yeah, Toronto wanted him out of there.
If you look at what he has done, if you look at his body of work, and to the people that, you know, like we talk about the people that cover the team that are, you know, really they seem to be homers for him. They seem to really be in the bag for him because they love the language he speaks or something. I would say if he's genuinely hamstrung, then what you should just keep Ron Hextall here.
Might as well have, except they gave him enough.
The manager doesn't matter for this
right,
team.
They gave him enough money to sign a couple goalies, one $5 million, and Erik Karlsson and Lars Eller and Ryan.
Well, the Graves one is the big one there.
Graves and Riley Smith. Hamstrung? What the hell are you talking about?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.